winning the war against COVID-19. I'd like to first begin by saying plagues are real. Plagues are real. And that's why we read Psalm 91, verse 7 to 10. I'd like to show you this. It said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. He said, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. He said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I like everyone at home to shout amen. Now, please understand, even if you have read or heard about plagues before now in history and have never seen one, you probably will not forget this one in a hurry. Plagues are real. Plagues are real. We don't need much emphasis on that. COVID-19 is right before our eyes, so we believe that plagues are real. But also, please note, secondly, plagues are not new. Even though plagues are real, plagues are not new. In Exodus chapter 8, verse 22 to 23, Exodus chapter 9, verse 4 to 6, Exodus chapter 10, verse 23, we saw plague coming to Egypt. And please hear this. I make no mistake about this. Plagues have come before and they will still come again if Jesus tarries. So plagues are not new. Plagues are real. Plagues are not new. And number three, plagues are limited. This is one part of plagues that people are yet to discover. Even though plagues are real, even though plagues are not new, plagues are limited. In Exodus 8, 22 to 23, when the plague visited a nation, a people were kept apart. They are called the Israelites. And you and I are spiritual Jews. In Exodus chapter 9, verse 4 to 6, and verse 26, plague visited. That group was kept safe and secure. Exodus 10 and verse 23, plague visited. That group was kept safe and secure. Within a nation, crying and weeping, a people were joyful and rejoicing. Therefore, I'd like to let you know that no matter the plague spreading across the globe, it shall not touch you. It shall not touch your family. It shall not touch your loved ones. And like you will soon discover in a moment, we are standing on behalf of this nation. This plague comes to an end today. Amen. One more. Number four, plagues are seasonal. Plagues are seasonal. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible is clear there that to everything there is a season. So even plagues fall under that. Everything has a season. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. So plagues are seasonal. This season shall pass and life will return back to normal. The times we live in are broken into seasons and purposes. So yes, the plague may be here today, but it is seasonal. Now let's move on. Plagues are overcomable. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. He said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world and all that the world throws at it. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 4, 4. Let's look at that together. 1 John 4, 4. He said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than the plague that is in the world. Look at this with me. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24 and 25. There was plague in the times of David. And the king said unto Arunah, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which does not cost me anything. So David brought the threshing floor and the oxen of 50 shekels of silver. Now look at this. And David built an altar before the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated of the land and the plague stayed away from Israel. So there is no plague that we are not built to overcome. Therefore, I'd like you to know, I have every assurance of faith. This plague, you and I shall overcome it. The plague shall not see the end of us. We shall see the end of it. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, what more? Plagues are signs of the times that we live in. Plagues are signs of the times that we live in. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 to 14, the Bible tells us what the end time will look like. And I can tell you, we are in the days of Matthew 24. Wars shall arise, rumors of wars, and there shall be diverse pestilences. Now, this is one of the first plagues I've had people in the older generation tell me face to face. They said they've never seen a thing like this in their life. Every nation at the same time is humbled. Why? That is the day we are living in. That is the season that we are living in. But hear this. Even though plagues are real, even though plagues are not new, even though plagues are limited, even though plagues are seasonal, even though plagues are overcomable, even though plagues are signs of the times, we cannot watch. We are called to war and not to watch. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So believers are called to wrestle. Matthew 11 verse 12. He said, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. We are not called to watch. We are called to war. What more? We are called to fight. We are not called to fret. We are called to fight. We are not called to fret. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. In Mark's gospel chapter 4 and verse 40, he said, and said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So we are called to fight. We are not called to fret. We are called to fight. We are not called to fret. What more? We are called to victory. We are not called to be victims. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. The victory. The victory. So we are called to victory. We are not called to be victims. What more? 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Ye have got little children and have overcome. Overcome. That's victory. We are not called to be victims. What more? We are called to decree. We are not called to be deceased. We are called to decree. Job chapter 22 verse 28. He said, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. And thy light shall shine upon thee. Luke 21 verse 15. He said, I give to you a mouth and a wisdom, that all of your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Psalms chapter 81 verse 10. He said, open up your mouth wide and I will fill it. So we are called to decree. Whatever we decree comes into law. Therefore I stand on this altar. Even though none of you are here with me in the sanctuary, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. I decree right now that COVID-19 ceases to exist. In the name of Jesus. What more? We are called to overcome. We are not called to be overcome. We are called to overcome. In Romans chapter 12 verse 21, he said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Therefore, this is a call to responsibility. And I'm speaking to you and I right now, hearing all over the world. We have to stand in the gap for mankind. After the order of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 24 to 32, Abraham alone took the matter of a nation before God, and he stood in the gap for the nation. And he said, if there are 50, Lord, will you save? He began to negotiate. I think we should go out this week and begin to negotiate. Lord, for the sake of the righteous. Yes, we know we have sinned. Yes, we know we have offended you. But Lord, if there are 100 righteous people in this planet, won't you save the world? If there are 50 people in America, won't you save America? If there are 50 people in Asia, won't you save them? If there are 50 people in Europe, won't you save them? If there are 50 people in Asia, won't you save them? This is time for us to go on our knees and begin to negotiate and stand in a gap like our fathers have done and showed us the way. When believers stand in the gap, God heals the land. I believe you will agree with me that our world needs healing. Our world needs healing. In almost an instant, every part of the globe is humbled. Almost in an instant, every part of the globe is humbled. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13 first, he said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I overcome the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, but if my people, which are called by my name, they call them Christians, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Their wicked ways, they are my people, but they have offended me. Their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. In Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, he said, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done of them by my Father which is in heaven. But please hear this. In the midst of this all, we cannot win any battle with fear. It's impossible to win any battle with fear. So to win this battle over COVID-19, first get rid of the fear of COVID-19. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, he said, the fear of man bringeth him into a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Because everyone becomes a victim of his fear. Job chapter 3, verse 25, the word says, the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, Peter began to sink due to his fear. So no fear here. That's why we've been spreading that hashtag, no fear here, no fear here, no fear here. It's not that we are ignorant of what is going on, but we choose what to believe. No fear here, no fear here, and no fear here. That's how we win this battle. Now, the word of the Lord came to me very clearly in the early part of this week, specifically around the middle of this week on Thursday. And the Lord said to me from Psalms chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 4. In verse 2, he said, the kings of the earth came together. They came to begin to reason. What shall we do against the Lord and against his anointed? And in verse 4 of Psalm chapter 2, the word says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. And the Lord said to me that the world is out of control doesn't mean I am out of control. Heaven is not out of control in the midst of this crisis. You and I will agree that even the strongest nations of the earth have been humbled. But heaven is not out of control. I know it like I know my name. God's duties remain the same. He's not out of control. The angels are not jumping up and down thinking of what to do next. No, that's what the princes, the kings, the presidents of the world are doing. But he that seated in the heavens shall laugh. So what does that mean? God has our back. God knows exactly when and what to do about this crisis. Because before it came, he was already there. I am that I am. Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. Therefore, relax. It is impossible for you and I, as children of God, to be swallowed by this crisis. And our God is watching us. Therefore, I'd like to encourage you, wherever you are watching from, across the globe, including those that are exposed, people working in the health sector, exposed to all of this, I'd like you to be rest assured, there shall no evil touch you. He said, 1,000 shall fall, 10,000 shall fall, meaning 11,000 people you know first have to die before you, because your case is totally different. Amen? Now, also recognize, he said to me the same day, he said, heaven is never in panic mode. Heaven is never in panic mode. What more? Just yesterday, around 6:17 in the morning, having my personal time with him, he said, nothing is impossible with me, so you have nothing to fear. Nothing is impossible with me, so you have nothing to fear. Where did he get that from? Luke chapter 1, verse 13. The angel Gabriel appeared to Zacharias, fear not. Luke 1, verse 30. He appeared to Mary, the same angel, fear not. In verse 37. Now look at verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So if nothing is impossible with God, then I have nothing to fear. Therefore, enjoy this week.
I'd like you to enjoy the season. I'd like you to know that God already, if he knows the number on your hair, then imagine, he knows where you live. He knows the address. He knows how to sort out this matter, that it touch not you, nor your family members, nor your loved ones. And that shall be our portion in the name of Jesus. Now, what are the keys over, or keys to victory over COVID-19? Just a few keys, and then we close this morning. What are the keys to victory? Because that's the song we are singing. It's a victory week. What are the keys to victory? Number one, we must return back to God in full repentance. We must return. And I know I'm speaking to people all over the globe. We must return. This is not time to be pointing fingers at certain nations, saying that nation has sinned. Now the plague has entered your nation too. We must return back to God in full repentance. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. We must return back to God in full repentance. And the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall and cried a woman unto him, saying, help my Lord, O king. And look at the response. The king replied, if the Lord does not help you, where can I get help for you? For the threshing floor, or from the wine press? Everybody is helpless without God. I think what we are seeing now is God is saying, I still rule in the affairs of man. I'm still in charge. I can humble the entire globe in a second. It's not God that brought the plague, but God was aware of the plague. So we must return back to God in full repentance. Now, if you look very well at that Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he said, if my people, now, if you look at the church, most times they will say sinners. But he said, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and my people, they call them my people, they carry my name, they call them Christians, but they must turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I know their names, they know my name, but they must turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. So it's our duty to return back to God in full repentance. Number two, victory key over COVID-19 is we must pray to God to stop this plague from ravaging the earth. It's a plague moving from nation to nation, creeping from province to province, continent to continent, state to state, and is trying to move from home to home. We must pray, Lord, stop this plague from ravaging the earth. Remember, the earth has the ear to hear. It said, earth, O earth, Jeremiah 22:29, hear ye the word of the Lord. Earth, reject this plague. Reject this plague. We must pray to God to stop the plague from ravaging the earth. Remember, I said, ask, you shall receive. He said, seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. So this is time for askers to ask. Knockers to knock. This is the season. Lord, we know we have sinned. Forgive us. But also, for the sake of the righteous, stop this plague from ravaging the earth. Number three, we must engage in prayer and fasting to crush this global pandemic. It's already a global crisis. Therefore, we must engage in prayer and fasting. For this kind, goeth not out, but by prayer. Matthew 17:21. And by fasting. So whichever way we can, in the smallest of our units, in our homes, I do that every day with my children and my wife, we cry to God on behalf of this nation. We cry to God for this plague to end. We cry to God and we decree that it is over. What more? Number four, we must keep declaring that the siege of coronavirus is over. Remember, I give to you a mouth and a wisdom. Any revelation God gives to us must end in declaration. If it doesn't end in declaration, it was never a revelation. So if you and I do what we are told to do, then it must lead us to declaring that the plague is over. I had a very humbling experience with one of my sons, the eldest one, yesterday.
We prayed in the morning and I told him, hey, God told me that this plague is over. And then we began watching the news and he heard over the news that the plague is spreading. And he said, Daddy, don't they know the plague is over? Don't they know the plague is over? He said, doesn't the head of our nation know that the plague is over? I said, they will soon know it is over. He left the prayer room with that word, that the plague is over. He said, Daddy, don't they know the plague is already over? Don't they know it's already over? I'm glad to announce to you, people of God, wherever you're watching from across the globe, if you dare to declare it, God will have no reason but to confirm it. So let's begin to declare all through this week, the plague is over. The plague is over. Coronavirus, you are dead. COVID-19, you are extinct. The plague is over. None of us will ever need any vaccine. The plague is over. The plague is over. The plague is over. And as you are declaring it, God is confirming it. Now, what more? Finally, number five, we must refuse to fear. We must what? Refuse to fear. We must refuse to fear. We must refuse to fear. Proverbs 29 and verse 25. We must refuse to fear. He said, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Job 3:25, read that before. The thing that I greatly feared is come upon me. So we must refuse to fear. Please note the following about fear. I told you on Wednesday during our e-prayer service, just like faith has unlimited capacity for growth, fear also has unlimited capacity for growth. When you meditate on the word, faith grows. When you meditate on fear, or the new, sorry, fear grows. Meditate on the word, faith grows. Meditate on the news, fear grows. There is no better news than the news from this book. This book is ever current. He told us the plague will come. He also told us it will not touch us. He told us that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, he said, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. There is no book more current than this. So instead of hearing the worldly news, go for the worldly news. They are both news. But instead of hearing the worldly news, go for the worldly news. Please hear this. I therefore challenge everyone, don't consume fear. Don't consume fear. Don't consume fear. Also, don't receive fear. In this time and season, people are broadcasting fear like they are helping you. Don't consume fear. Don't receive fear. Number three, don't transmit fear. It's not your duty to make another man afraid. Spread the good news instead of the evil news. Don't transmit fear. And then, of course, number four, don't promote fear. Hear this again. Don't consume fear. Don't receive fear. Don't transmit fear. And don't promote fear. I'll say it again. Don't consume fear. Don't receive fear. Don't transmit fear. Don't promote fear. So be very cautious. Even though you want to be current, get the breakdown of where we are in dealing with this virus and turn it off. Don't sleep with the news. Because it's repetition of the same thing. And the moment you keep hearing the same thing, what is happening? You are consuming it. And it's never difficult what you become a consumer of for you to become a distributor of. Don't receive fear. So they are selling fear to you. Send it packing. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. What more? Don't transmit fear. Don't transmit fear. People send you fearful, evil news, hoping that you will help them spread it. Even though many are not aware of how the enemy is using, what we are dealing with now is not COVID-19, it's the fear of COVID-19. You step out, you see. Now, this is the easiest time to know a true believer. How do you know them? They are rejoicing. They are smiling in the midst of the storm. Why? Jesus is in the boat. If he's in the boat, you have no reason but to rejoice. You go out there, you see depression is almost automatic.
People are in fear. What do I buy next? Because things may go out. Things can't go out because we are here. The righteous are here. And God will always keep the righteous, keep the feet of the righteous, and keep them from stumbling. So don't transmit fear. Don't promote fear. Don't promote fear. People are out looking for positive news. And the positivity of the news is held back from all the news you hear. There are all kinds of news. All kinds of news. All kinds of news. All kinds of news. So watch what you do with allowing fear get a hold over you. Please understand as we close that as we stand in the gap for the inhabitants of this earth, this plague shall shortly become history, all to the glory of God. In Jesus' name.